Hussein salam Allah alayhi, he's the grandson of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
And his parents were Fatima, the daughter of the Prophet, and Imam Ali.
His status in Islam is the, as we say, Sayyid al-Shuhada, the master of the martyrs. I mean, the story of his fight against unjust rulers is a story that is a message for the whole of mankind.
The Prophet says, Hussein is from me and I am from Hussein. May Allah love whoever loves Hussein.
He's a great role model to every generation and will continue to be so.
His sacrifice was the one that ensured that Islam was saved.
Imam Hussein stood for the same message as his grandfather, the Prophet Muhammad.
إن لم يستقم دين محمد إلا بقتلي فياسيوب خذيني. Basically that means, if the religion of my grandfather Muhammad will not be rectified, only if the swords take me, then let the swords take me.
To maintain the Islamic religion and to make sure that in a few thousand years between him and Imam al-Mahdi, people will not be misguided.
He stood for human rights, he stood against oppression and for the dignity of human beings, regardless of their religious views.
The right path and laws of Islam.
Every man, every woman who needs to be freed from all others, gives freedom, gives reality of life. This is what Imam Hussein stands for. This is what Imam Hussein died for.
Imam Hussein's message was for everyone. It's universal. Even Hindus do believe in his message and grief in Muharram.
People say that his message is only for the Shias, but in fact his message was for the world. It was for the whole community. It was not for a portion of people, but rather to save the whole world.
Hussein's message is for all the Muslims and can be taken by all of mankind in the virtues that he expounded and in the morals that he preached and embodied in his historic revolution at Karbala.
The people who he was there with on the day were the lowest common denominator of mankind. The butcher, the thief, the rapist, the alcoholic, the criminal, the thief, all of those people he was there for and was giving his lessons to. He wasn't surrounded by intellectuals and all of that, although they were there. So his message is from that lowest common denominator to the greatest scholar in all world religion.
There's a hadith from Imam Ali which says that human beings are of two kinds, either a brother in faith or a brother in humanity.
Hussein's message is for everyone. It's a universal message that we can all take lessons from, whether we're Muslims or non-Muslims.
Imam Hussein's stand is particularly relevant in the modern day, given the global problems in the world of terrorism, of global warming, of other issues.
There's a lot of corruption in the 21st century. Imam Hussein stood against corruption and stood against injustice. When he approached Yazid, he said, "I'm not rising against you as someone who's arrogant or insolent, nor somebody who is a mischief maker, nor somebody who is a tyrant. I'm rising against you because I want to reform the ummah of my prophet."
In any situation, any society, any country that you live in today, there are situations and circumstances that we as human beings maybe sit back and allow to happen. And if we understand his message properly, we would understand that there's a time where we need to stand up.
If you look at all injustices happening around the world, Darfur, Iraq, everywhere, people are being oppressed.
We had people that were being oppressed in Iraq, Saddam, today Mugabe, a lot of dictators at the moment. And we've got to stand against them, and that's what he's teaching us, that we should stand against them and not tolerate their dictatorships.
We have to stand and for our children's sake, for the next generation. That's what Imam Hussein did.
The examples of injustices now taking place in various parts of the world, in the Middle East, in South Asia, in Africa.
Saddam Hussein in Iraq is an obvious example. Idi Amin in Uganda. You have George Bush in the States now. There's so many examples of people who, you know, rule with an iron fist, with no kind of morality, but speak of morality. As he claimed he was Amir al-Mu'mineen, there wasn't anyone
further away from being a mullah.
All dictatorships, you can simply look at Saddam in Iraq and the way he oppressed the people. Even if you look at George Bush today and the fallacy of democracy that he preaches to his people.
The rulers have usurped power and used it to consolidate their position financially. And when I say financially, we're talking tens of millions of dollars or pounds, and using brute force to subdue the population.
There are many tyrants like Yazid, and there have been tyrants like Yazid throughout the whole of history, and as history repeats itself, we will see more tyrants like Yazid in future generations to come.
He's also fighting against an idea of leadership that was corrupt, an idea of society that was corrupt. So that we can see in society now there are issues. Okay, Imam Hussein was martyred in battle, but we don't necessarily have to fight with a sword, we can fight with our words.
There are many various lessons which one can take from Imam Hussein alayhi salam, from his courage, from his bravery, from his attitudes and respect to others, no matter whom they are and what they behold and what they believe in.
One of the most important lessons I think to take from Karbala is the patience of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Even when his sons were killed, he didn't try and get revenge straight. He fought for the sake of Allah. He fought for God. He didn't fight for his own benefit. And we see that the fact he took his family and only 70 against an army of thousands.
We shouldn't be like those who were there, who watched and listened and did nothing.
Stand for the truth, believe in Islam, and fight for it, no matter what it takes.
If you are a true believer in God and in justice, even if you were to lose your life, but lose your life fighting for justice, you'll be forever victorious. For your benefit, find out about the Imam. Not because I want you to become a Muslim, but because his message is a message for Muslims and non-Muslims alike.
Read the story of Karbala.
Read. Find out about who this great, great man was, and find out, and he will make your life a lot, lot better.
Every day is Ashura and every land is Karbala, meaning the morals and the virtues of Ashura can be implemented by one in their daily life.
The message of Imam Hussein is for all of us. Whether we're Muslim or non-Muslim, we can take the virtues and look at the virtues that he expounded throughout his life, not just at Karbala.